The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
I'm Vince Vetrano, host of Wisconsin's Morning News, and we're joined today by Dr. Mike Nolte. He's a spine specialist, a spine doctor, and one of the new guys at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Doc, great to see you.
Vince, thanks for having me.
Let me say, welcome home. You're a local kid, Whitefish Bay, went to Marquette University High School. What brings you back?
Well, it's good to be back. I appreciate the honor and the privilege of being here. I'll say I grew up with you on my morning news, looking for Holy Family at the bottom of the snow day ticker.
Yes.
And then remember a lot of fond memories driving around town, listening to Charlie Sykes, Jeff Wagner. So this is a real privilege to be here today. It's great to be back. I've done my training, kind of been on this academic tour around Lake Michigan. So I went from Marquette High to the University of Notre Dame to the University of Michigan Medical School in Ann Arbor to Chicago, where I did my orthopedic surgery residency at Rush, and then did the final part of my training, a spine surgery fellowship at Thomas Jefferson University and the Rothman Institute in Philadelphia. I knew I wanted to come back. It's a place that's near and dear to me. It's a patient population that I wanted to give back to. It's a community that's done a lot for me, and I wanted to give something back to this community.
You know, I kind of feel the same way, and I didn't take the tour you did. I've been here my entire life, but the same thing of like where I wanted to do the news was to the people that, you know, most everybody I care about is still here in Southeast Wisconsin, and that really resonates with me. But I imagine too, Doctor, you would not be back here if you weren't in a really good place at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Given your level of expertise, the kind of work that you want to do, you must feel supported that you have the technology to do your job, the support, the staff, all of those things at OAW.
Yeah, absolutely. We pride ourselves at Orthopedic Associates in being a premier group and one of the largest groups in the area. If you look at the list of men and women who are working with Orthopedic Associates, you'll see names like Marquette High, you'll see names like Tosa East, you'll see plenty
Thanks
of high
that.
Schools.
Appreciate it.
Shout out to the rival. Plenty of people who've grown up around here. They've done their training at world-renowned places, and they felt strongly about coming back. And I thought that said a lot. And we have providers who are specialized in their area of care. So if you have a foot and ankle issue, if you have a shoulder issue, if you have a wrist issue, if you need a joint replacement, we have providers who have done fellowship-specific training in those areas, meaning that's pretty much exclusively what they do. And I think when you have that type of provider and the numbers that we do, it really leads to nice outcomes for patients.
I want to talk to you about spine care specifically, but first, in the more general, for me, you know, I went and Dr. Holub did my knee a few years ago, went back for a sports injury over the summer. He also did both of my mother-in-law's hips.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in every case, I think a barrier to care for some folks is they're afraid to go in and find out what's wrong because they don't want to be told that day, when can we sign you up for surgery? And I've never felt that way in the care that I've received and the folks that I've referred to OAW. It's always, let's find out what's happening with you. Let's lay out a series of options or treatments. I mean, Dr. Holub even said about my knee, like, a lot of people walk around with what you got. Just depends on what you want to do moving forward. I imagine you approach it the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're in good company. Dr. Holub did my grandparents' hips and knees, and you're much younger.
Thank you for that as well. Yeah. Right.
I think we pride ourselves in offering good but conservative care.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning patients get diagnosed with a spine issue. You know, their doctor tells them you have degenerative disc disease, you have a disc herniation. Your mind immediately jumps to, gee, do I need surgery?
Yeah.
The good news is that the vast majority of patients that I see and the majority of conditions that I can see can be successfully treated without surgery. And I don't want patients to think that just because you're seeing a spine surgeon means that you're going to be signing up for surgery. We talk about, in my clinic, kind of a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C.
Yeah.
Plan A is things like working with one of our physical therapists who specializes in spine issues. Things like medications. Oftentimes, there are home exercise programs specifically designed for spine issues. That can take care of the majority of spine conditions, believe it or not. Plan B is advancing to things like injections, where, mm-hmm. you know, under X-ray guidance, we put some steroid right where the spine or the nerves are the most irritated. And it's really not until plan C that we talk about surgery. So we have a whole list of options that are available, especially at a place like the Spine Center that we have at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, where we can, you know, avoid surgery most of the time.
talking with Dr. Mike Nolte of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin this morning. Let me ask you this, Doc, because everybody's back hurts, right? Everybody's back is sore for one reason or another. When does someone know they should come see you at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin versus just, I'm 40 now, or I'm 50 now, or I worked out really hard?
Yeah, it's a great question, Vince, and one that we get quite often. You know, patients have maybe undergone a CT scan of their abdomen at some point, or a chest x-ray, and somewhere in the background, a radiologist tells them they have degenerative disc disease. I have so many patients come and say, well, doc, I have degenerative disc disease, and it's a little bit of a misnomer. It's not so much a disease as it is like getting the gray hair on your head or losing some hairs on your head, just a part of life. And so back pain is kind of a part of life as well. Back pain, neck pain, even sciatica. The question is when to seek medical care or when to come see one of us. And I would say, you know, you're never wrong to see us. We see people who come in a wheelchair because they're totally debilitated from their pain, or people who maybe notice pain here or there that's limiting them a little bit. But I would say when your pain and discomfort is starting to adversely affect your activities of daily living, you know, you're walking through your house and struggling, or you find that you're using a cane or using a walker, when your life has taken a hit and your quality of life has taken a hit, you know, don't waste your time and come see us.
Okay, or when you're like me and you can't dunk anymore. Right. Thank you for that as well. Dr. Mike Nolte at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Thanks so much for coming by, Doc.
Of course. Thanks for having me.